Marianne Combs from NPR News is here for our regular Thursday weekend arts roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Steve.
Checking in from the State of the Arts blog and also her vast cranium of expertise on everything going on around the Twin Cities arts-wise.
All right, Steve is saying is that I have a really big head.
No, it's not nearly as big as mine. All right, what's going on here this weekend that we should be aware of?
We got a lot going up, so I thought I'd just stack it up event by event so you can plan your weekend accordingly. And start out on Friday night by heading over to the American Swedish Institute for Cocktails at the Castle. This is what they call an epic house party. Celebrating Europe Day, the annual celebration of peace and unity across the pond. And so they've got a bunch of stuff going on. DJ Jake Rude, you may be familiar with. He'll be there.
Yes. We've met him a few times.
Met him a few times, yeah.
Vaguely aware of him. There'll be live music from Still Pacific. There'll be, you can do your own paper art with folks from the Minnesota Center for Book Arts. There will be, there'll be beer from Indeed Brewing. And then there's there's a sort of a soft launch of a new show, Love Norway X Installations. And then there's going to be, a dance company, Minnesota Dance Theater, and the Dance Institute will be doing sort of a physical interpretation of their other ongoing exhibition, Paper Cut, which is all about these sort of magical cut paper that's so beautiful.
Intricately
and
cut from
intricately,
just one pair of scissors.
Yes, right. Amazing. So imagine the dance theater sort of trying to interpret that and sort of creating these vastly intricate moves shapes. I think that's going to be pretty cool. And there will be ping pong and all sorts of other things to do. So basically, big party over at the American Swedish Institute. That starts Friday at 7 o'clock, runs till 11. So that's the start of your weekend.
Okay,
moving into Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday in the afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock, there's a group show at Color Wheel Gallery in Minneapolis. This is an annual group show called Fight Like a Mother. This is a group show that they do in honor of Mother's Day.
Of course, I love it.
Let's not forget that.
That's what I forget. Don't
Mother's Day is this weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I had heard of the show. So tell me now, what is it about? Yeah.
Well, basically, it's really about mothers as activists. And so like all the things that mothers get particularly angry about when you talk about like Nigerian children being mm-hmm. kidnapped,
yeah.
Things that mothers particularly, it just sort of brings out their tiger mom instincts in protecting the brood. So it's a group show. There's going to be painting, textiles, photography, jewelry, sculpture, spoken word, poetry, and prose. And there'll be also, it's afternoon full of amazing art, food, and performances. So it's just going to be sort of a great kind of fierce mom afternoon gallery show. So that's Fight Like a Mother at the Color Wheel Gallery in Minneapolis.
Beautiful.
From 2 to 8 o'clock on Saturday. But you don't want to hang out all the way till 8 if you're going to go over to see Two Dance perform Saturday night over at the Ordway Center for Performing Arts. Their show starts at 7:30. They are celebrating 10 years being in the Twin Cities. Gosh, that went by quickly. Two Dance has really, I think, helped just energize the Twin Cities dance scene in a way that's been really healthy and meaningful. And they are going to be performing a new piece that was commissioned in sort of honor of their 10th anniversary. And it's Yuri Sands has created this in collaboration with master woodblock print artist Hiroki Morinue. I think that's a cool idea. Dance done in conjunction or in relationship to woodblock prints. So creating these, I'm very curious to see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to create these sort of still freezes, or is it, how is this going to work? And then there's also going to be a performance of Alvin Ailey's duet Twin Cities.
Huh. There was a duet called Twin Cities.
Exactly. Exactly. So all sorts of great stuff that's going on. And also another Minnesota premiere of another Yuri Sands performance called One that was recently commissioned to honor the legacy of Henrietta Lacks, who's in the Halos cells. I'm going to go and find out more about that. So that's like cool science medical angle on that one. So that's Two Dance Saturday night, 7:30 at the Ordway. So, you started Friday night, you got the party.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday afternoon, you got the gallery show. Saturday night, you got the dance concert. And then Sunday night, you head over to the Ordway to see the Three Musketeers by Walking Shadow Theater Company. They're going to be up in the Dowling Studio, that top tower black box theater. Now, Walking Shadow Theater Company does a great job of bringing this style of theater to the stage in a way that really lives and breathes and makes you just fall in love with these sorts of stories all over again. And this is an adaptation of Alexandre Dumas' novel by John Heinbuch, directed by Amy Romney, who they're the two leaders of Walking Shadow Theater Company. And so I am really looking forward to sword fights and or fencing duels and and witty wordplay. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. So that opens on Friday, but it runs through May 25th, and that's at the Dowling Studio at the Guthrie. So,
who can remember the names of the three musketeers? Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Aramis, Porthos, and Athos.
Hey!
Very good! Cheater.
You had them written there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Oh, well. Of course, I wanted to say it was Pathos, not Pathos.
I was thinking D'Artagnan?
Yes.
No, he's the other guy.
D'Artagnan,
he's the fourth guy. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Anyway,
So there's all sorts of fun stuff going on there. So a full weekend. You got tons to do. Theater, dance, visual arts, parties. Have fun.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Reminder of our fabulous community, as always, as we get every Thursday morning, 8:30, the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs, who writes the State of the Arts blog for NPRnews.org. Nice to see you, as always. Thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time, Marianne Combs.